Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. This morning marks the final installment of WHYY's audio essay series, Your Democracy. And today, host and constitutional law professor Gloria J. Brown Marshall talks about constitutional crisis and whether the Constitution met the needs of the nation amid the insurrection last month. She's the author of She Took Justice, The Black Woman, Law and Power, 1619 to 1969.
America survived this latest constitutional crisis, but has emerged battered and bruised. Some boasted that surviving the attempted coup at the Capitol and the many attacks on democratic principles leading to it speak to the strength of our democracy. Others anxiously await the exploitation of the cracks that were exposed. Our Constitution did not fail us this time, but our trust is deeply shaken for good reason, and many questions remain. A constitutional crisis occurs when one branch ignores democratically held principles. For over 230 years, each president accepted limits on their power. However, Donald Trump bragged that the executive branch had no limits. His actions set into motion America's 21st century constitutional crisis. Presidents swear to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. Conflicts over these ideals are as old as America itself and arose first around Native American genocide and African American enslavement. Donald Trump only revealed the holes that were always there, growing with each police-involved civilian murder and rooted in historic white privilege. But he alone could not cause a constitutional crisis. Many within government and outside of it were complicit. The framers of the Constitution feared a dictator, but they could never have predicted a president's extensive use of executive orders to sidestep Congress or the capitulation of a Senate acting more as a rubber stamp than a co-equal branch of power, even apparently after an insurrection. Did we take our democracy for granted? How does a Constitution from 1787 work in the 21st century? What parts would you change? Send us your thoughts at talkback@whyy.org. This is Your Democracy with Gloria J. Brown Marshall.